Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Nice to have a ball game where you're not on the very edge of your seat, Terry, in the ninth inning.
Yeah, and it didn't start out that way. I mean, you know, we're down 4-0, and, you know, Cody's having a tough time. And, you know, we chip away, and then, you know, we get a lead. Doing some really good things, good base running. I mean, you know, and Napoli hit the ball to right field with two strikes while Lindor's running, and Rajay with real heads up base running, and Sarby, you know, waving him in, and then Crockett comes in, makes a real good pitch on Bruce, and he kind of serves that ball in left field. Now it's 7-6. Tommy Hunter came in and really quieted it. He got five outs in about 12 pitches, and it allowed us to kind of kick it in gear. And we had one of those games where we don't have very often where we kept scoring, and it was nice. We got to take Kip out. We got to take Lindor out, even Gomes for an inning. Those guys have been playing a lot, and it's just nice to be able to breathe where a mistake doesn't cost you a ball game.
Well, and this game is all about confidence. You know that more than anybody as a hitter. You start putting some games like that together, all of a sudden, doesn't that start to have kind of almost a carryover effect?
I hope so. I also think that the carryover has to do with that starting night's pitcher because he can stop it in a hurry. But it does get contagious, especially, I mean, you saw last night, when you have that many base runners and guys willing to bust it on the bases, all of a sudden you have first and third, and they have to hold runners, and you know they have to execute plays, and you can be aggressive, and it just bodes well. And you like you know Rajay with that play, you can't do that when you're down 4-0. But when you're up one, trying to be up two, all of a sudden that's a really good play.
How about Rajay Davis? He doesn't run like most 35-year-old men, does he?
No, you know what? I mean, he's been blessed with obviously good speed, great speed, but he works hard at it. You don't maintain that every day unless you really work at it, and he takes pride in that. And I was telling him yesterday, one of the things I really respect about him is that every time he hits it, he runs. And because he's so fast, he's made so many plays at first close. And I was telling him, I said, you're going to help us win a game because of that. Well, yesterday he did.
Terry, Cody Anderson has been sent back to AAA Columbus, and you're starting Mike Clevinger tomorrow. Take us on that journey.
Well, we can – okay, first with Cody, you know, we're disappointed we had to send him down. I think it's going to be good for him. I think, one, he can take a deep breath. I think the game, his world was going pretty fast right now. There is not one ounce of us that don't love this kid, and we know he's going to succeed here. It sometimes these things happen. And we even told him, we said, every time you throw a side, every time, just pay attention to detail because it won't take much for it to click in for him and then he'll be able to help us. On the flip side, we're really excited about Clevinger. I mean, all the way back to September last year, watching him in AAA to being put on the roster and watching him in spring training. This kid's future is very, very bright. Now, you don't want to heap too much on him early, but we think he has a chance to help the major league team, and not just for a start or two, but for years to come.
Well, and now you've got some depth in your system, Terry, as far as starting pitching. There aren't many teams that are able to go get a Cody Anderson or a Mike Clevinger. In fact, these guys would probably be maybe 3 and 4 starters on some ball clubs.
Well, and we're fortunate because, you know, we talk about being realistic about where we are and things like that, what players we can go after. But because of the pitching in our system, it has really helped us. And I don't think it's by luck. I mean, Clevinger was with the Angels. You know, we got him for Vinny Pestano. One of our scouts, Dave Malpass, saw something in there that he really liked. He came over here, went to Instructional League, Ruben Niebla. They just worked tirelessly to rework this. And my goodness, a year and a half later, we got a chance to have a really good pitcher.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Reds coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.